RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif invites Indonesian President Joko Widodo to visit Pakistan. Pakistan is ready to help Indonesia in resolving conflicts involving Muslim countries. Riau has big revenue potential from services sector. Now the news in detail. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif invited President Joko Widodo to visit his country and hoped the visit could be done this year. The state visit of the Indonesian president is the most awaited by the government and people of Pakistan since the visit of Pakistani President Mamnoon Hussein to Indonesia in 2016 last year. It was stated by Pakistani Ambassador to Indonesia, Muhammad Akil Nadim, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia recently in Jakarta.
Last year, Pakistani President was here at the invitation of President Widodo to visit Indonesia. He met a number of political leaders here as well. And this year we are expecting President Widodo to visit Pakistan. Our Pakistani Prime Minister extended invitation in 2015, and now we expect President Widodo to visit Pakistan.
Ambassador Nadim added that Pakistani government hope other high-ranking officials from Indonesia, such as ministers, especially the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Minister of Defense, also visit the country along with the President's visit. Ambassador Nadim, moreover, hoped the Indonesian Parliament members can also participate in the visit. Indonesia is the country with the largest Muslim population in the world, has a major role in solving the conflict in Muslim countries in the world. Therefore, Ambassador of Pakistan to Indonesia, Muhammad Akil Nadim, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia recently in Jakarta, stated that Pakistan expressed its readiness to cooperate and assist the conflict resolution effort with Indonesia.
Indonesia, being the biggest Muslim country in the world, can play a leading role in resolution of these conflict. And of course, Pakistan can help Indonesia in this regard. And in fact, if both countries join together, then they can play a very effective role in resolving these conflict situations in the Muslim world.
In addition, Ambassador Nadim said that the important role of Indonesia in the resolution of conflicts in Muslim countries can be seen on the Indonesia's effort in resolving the conflict in Palestine. Therefore, Pakistan hopes to cooperate with Indonesia, especially the two countries have joined in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism, Arif Yahya, in his speech at the Rio Calendar of Events March 2017, in Jakarta on March 16, 2017, said that Riau has considerable potentials in terms of revenues from services sector, which is a new way of diplomacy. This is because the services sector is able to provide higher income than other sectors, such as trade and production. There is no new diplomacy way, especially potency of service in Riau, whereas tax service in Riau is higher than trade and production. What is the assumption? The assumption is, if we could attract 1 million tourists, then we calculate $1,200 by one tourist, so you can assume for 1 million tourists. The tourism minister Arif Yahya added that this huge revenue potential should be continuously developed by Riau administration. Moreover, Riau has many advantages than other regions in Indonesia. It is time for Riau not to depend on trade commodity such as oil, which has fluctuative price. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, through a video conference, inaugurated a 2x25 megawatt mobile power plant MPP in Air Banjir Bangka and 1x25 megawatt MPP in Sungai Belitung on Saturday, March 18. The Bangka and Belitung MPPs are part of 8 MPPs located in various other regions with a combined capacity of 500 MW, which was inaugurated by President Joko Widodo. General Manager of State-owned Electricity Company PLN for Bangka Belitung, Susiana Mutia, stated in Pangkal Pinang that the project's groundbreaking in Bangka and Belitung was officiated by President Joko Widodo in June last year. The operation of the Air Anyir and the MPP Sungai Belitung will increase the electricity supplies in Bangka Belitung province. Now, the capacity of electricity supplies in Bangka has increased from 135 MW or 130 MW at the peak burden to 185 MW. For Belitung, the electricity capacity has also been raised from 40 MW to 65 MW with a 38 MW capacity during the peak burden. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin believes that wisdom is necessary to settle the problem of hundreds of Syiahs of Sampang Madura who are still living in refugee camps in Sidoarjo, East Java. Minister Saifuddin stated after a graduation ceremony at the Sunan Ampel University in Surabaya Saturday that what is needed now is wisdom to respond to the religious beliefs developing in Indonesia. The minister said diverse religious beliefs have existed in Indonesia since a long time ago. Hence, he urged religious adherents to not engage in the blame game and consider their own beliefs as right. The minister also emphasized that all sides need to show wisdom to settle the problem of Syiahs in Sampang Madura, East Java. Saifuddin revealed that his ministry had continued to make effort to send back Syiah residents to their hometowns in Sampang. The efforts were made through coordination with the central, district, and provincial governments, among others. The last item. Flood disaster triggered by the overflowing of Citarum River swept through the three sub-districts of Dayakolot, Balenda, and Bojong Soang in Bandung, West Java, Saturday. Coordinator of the district's disaster response agency, Tagana, Dadang Wahidin, said on Saturday evening that the flood was caused by rain since Saturday morning. According to the monitoring of the area, the water level in the three sub-districts reached 60 centimeters to 1.2 meters high. He noted that the flood forced local residents who had earlier fled their flooded homes to evacuate to higher ground. Dadang Wahidin stated that at around 3 p.m., some residents returned home, but because of today's flood, they evacuated again. He added that some 500 families are taking refuge. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif invites Indonesian President Joko Widodo to visit Pakistan. Pakistan is ready to help Indonesia in resolving conflicts involving Muslim countries. Riau has big revenue potential from services sector. That was the news.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your mind, feel the warmth, see the smile, friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me.
Hello listener, welcome back to the weekly news from across the country. The segment will present you to various interesting information throughout the country in a week. To initiate today's segment of news from across the country, let's have a look at information from Banjarmasin. Holding Bank of Garbage of Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan, becomes one of the six best garbage banks in Indonesia in 2017. It was reported by Antara News Agency. Director of Garbage Bank of Banjarmasin City, Fatur Rahman, after met Banjarmasin Mayor at City Hall on Monday, March 13, said the Garbage Bank of Banjarmasin is chosen as one of the best garbage banks nationally on the commemoration of the Garbage Care Day 2017. The award was given by the Ministry of Environment and Forestry. The Banjarmasin Holding Waste Bank will join with Garbage Bank Malakasari of Jakarta, Bina Mandiri Garbage Bank of Surabaya, Makassar Garbage Bank, and some other garbage banks from Malang, Yogyakarta, to follow the National Coordination Meeting in Palembang in March. Fatur Rahman said it is an honor for Banjarmasin, aligned with other major cities in the successful management of hygiene. Next Next information comes from Semarang Regency, Central Java Province. The highlight of 496th anniversary of Semarang Regency was initiated by the Cultural Carnival, featuring a variety of art from the 19 districts, on Wednesday, March 15, afternoon. Compass Daily reported, the carnival begins with a group who carrying the national flag from Bung Karno Square, Kalirejo, then continue to Jalan M.T. Haryono and Jalan Ahmad Yani. Thousands of carnival participants representing 19 sub-districts took the 3 kilometers long route until it ends in front of the official residence of Semarang region. Various art, both traditional and contemporary art, were shown in this cultural carnival. Chief of Executive Committee of the Cultural Carnival, who is also the head of Education and Culture Office of Semarang, Devi Pramuningsih, said that the cultural carnival was participated in by about 70 groups coming from regional organizations, devices, and art group in Semarang. He hoped that through this activity, the potential of art and culture in the community will continue excavated so that it becomes part of the preservation of art and culture itself. The last information comes from Purwakarta, West Java Province. Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan ride the replica of carriage at the Dayorama Nusantara Museum or Balai Penyawangan Nusantara in Purwakarta, West Java on Wednesday, March 15. Antara News Agency reported, Minister Luhut ride the carriage replica, which is completed by a 3D screen or three-dimensional screen, displayed all archaeologic icons from Jakarta, Aceh, Papua after inaugurating the Diorama Museum. Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan was very impressed with the digital display in the museum, which was built at a cost of the budget of Purwakarta region. According to the minister, the digital museum should also be developed in other areas. Previously, Purwakarta Regional Government has successfully built Balai Penyawangan Tatar Sunda Digital Museum. Meanwhile, Purwakarta Region Dedi Mulyani said that the new museum has to be one of the history education instruments for the entire people, particularly students. Listener, that was the news from across the country.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, welcome back to Today in History. We begin with an event on March 19th, 1932. Sydney Harbour Bridge was opened for the first time. Since 1815, there had been proposals to construct a bridge to connect the northern and southern coasts of Sydney. On July 28th, 1923, the construction began. The construction of the Harbour Bridge in Sydney, Australia took 10 years and even took 16 lives. The 134-meter-tall bridge and the 1,149-meters-long spanned around 6.32 million pounds sterling. And finally, the bridge was opened formally on Saturday, March 19, 1932. In its early time, Harbour Bridge was passed by 11,000 vehicles in daily basis, and now the numbers are up to 160,000 daily. According to the Guinness Book of World Record, Harbour Bridge is the widest suspension bridge in the world. We continue into 1949, new Constitution of East Germany was ratified. People's Council of Eastern Germany, occupied by the Soviet post-World War II, ratified the new constitution, which signified the secession of Germany. The status of Germany became the source of conflict between US and Soviet Union, even before the end of World War II. Soviet want the Germans to be stripped from their weapons, while US is the opposite, beginning seeing Soviet as rival, wanting Germany to have complete weaponry, a pro-West country. When the World War II ended in May 1945, Russia occupied most of Germany, including Berlin. After negotiations among US, Russia, Britain, and France, the region occupied for US and Russia was set. Berlin was divided into two. Its eastern belonged to Soviet, while the western to the US. We end today in history into 1951 with Iranian oil nationalization. On March 19, 1951, the Iranian parliament and the senate ratified the law on Iranian oil nationalization. The ratification was a victory of Iranian people, led by the ulemas who at that time staged a mass demonstration against the foreign imperialism on their land. Besides ratifying the law, the Iranian parliament also appointed Dr. Mossadegh as the prime minister who served the law. With the Iranian oil nationalization law being ratified, the Western countries embargoed oil trade from Iran. Britain, which controlled the oil industry in Iran, even brought the issue to the Den Haag court, yet ended with defeat. With support from its people, the government of Iran still implemented the law on June 18, 1952. The British oil companies were fully taken over by the Iran. Listener, that was the day in history.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is the Radio Service Voice of Indonesia with Highlight of the Week. This edition is on Zakat for Poverty Alleviation and People Empowerment. An international conference called World Zakat Forum, or WZF, was held in Jakarta from March 14 to 16. Zakat is charity funds in Islam which is mandatory to be given by every Muslim who can afford it. On the last day of the conference, Sudi Bio from Indonesia, who is also chairman of the National Zakat or Basnas, was elected as the new Secretary General of WZF for the 2017 to 2020 period, replacing Ahmad Juwaini. At the end of the meeting, representatives of 16 member states agreed on 11 points of WZF resolution that will be the focus of WZF future work, namely creating a concrete action in order to improve global welfare by strengthening the role of Zakat to reduce poverty in the respective countries. The members recognize that poverty is not only financial problems but also thoughts and behavior challenges. The resolution also mentioned SDGs or Sustainable Development Goals as an indicator of global welfare to be synergized with Zakat or Islamic alms or charity funds in the role of improving people's welfare. The WZF members agreed that it is important to develop indicators that can be used as a reference. They also saw that the possibility of utilizing the funds for the establishment of corporate Zakat alms, Zakat Foundation of World and the World of Islamic Welfare Organization. It was planned that there will be the establishment of an international council of Zakat for education of scholars, endowments, and charity that aims to spread the message of charity as well as building Muslims' awareness in order to optimize the potential of Zakat and Wakaf. Meanwhile, the new Secretary General of WZF, Sudi Bio, in a press conference at the closing of the conference said that WZF would make every effort to expand the membership to embrace other countries. According to Bambang, through WZF, Indonesia could learn from countries that have successfully implemented Zakat with more advanced system in terms of management. Indonesia itself has implemented a national Zakat index. It is expected that in the foreseeable future, the management Zakat will be better given the very large Zakat potential in Indonesia. That was highlight of the week.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to News in Brief. Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif invited President Joko Widodo to visit his country and hoped the visit could be done this year. The state visit of the Indonesian president is the most awaited by the government and people of Pakistan since the visit of Pakistani President Mamnoon Hussein to Indonesia in 2016 last year. Indonesia, as the country with the largest Muslim population in the world, has a major role in solving the conflict in Muslim countries. Therefore, Ambassador of Pakistan to Indonesia, Muhammad Akil Nadim, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia recently in Jakarta, stated that Pakistan expressed its readiness to cooperate and assist the conflict resolution effort with Indonesia. The Indonesian Minister of Tourism, Arif Yahya, in his speech at Rio Calendar of Events March 2017 in Jakarta on March 16, 2017, said that Rio has considerable potentials in terms of revenues from services sector, which is a new way of diplomacy. Indonesian President Joko Widodo, through a video conference, inaugurated a 2x25 megawatt mobile power plant in Air Banjir, Bangka, and 1x25 megawatt mobile power plant in Sungai Belitung Saturday on March 18. The Bangka and Belitung mobile power plant are part of the 8 mobile power plant located in various other regions with a combined capacity of 500 megawatt, which was inaugurated by President Joko Widodo. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Lukman Hakim Saifuddin believes that wisdom is necessary to settle the problem of hundreds of sheikhs of Sampang Madura who are still living in refugee camps in Sidoarjo, East Java. Flood disaster triggered by the overflowing of Citarum River swept through the three sub-districts of Dayakolot, Baleendah, and Bojongsoang in Bandung, West Java on Saturday, March 18. Listener, that was News in Brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today I will introduce Curug Dengdeng, a well-known tourist spot located in Tasikmalaya, West Java province. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides through the shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.vi.co.id. The coastal area in Tasikmalaya, one of the districts in West Java, until now is better known as a fishing beach with other sites of marine tourism. Even the name Tasikmalaya comes from the word Tasik, meaning lake or ocean, and Malaya, meaning scattered. This name is very suitable because Tasikmalaya has several lakes that now have been developed into tourist attractions. In addition to the lakes, Tasikmalaya also has some unique waterfalls that you should visit, for example, Curug or waterfall Dengdeng, which administratively is located in Kampung Caringin, Cikawung Gading Village, Sipatujah. Dengdeng Waterfall is located 350 km from Jakarta and 90 km from the town of Tasikmalaya. You can get there through Cikawung Gading Village where the waterfalls are. Due to the absence of directions to Curug Dengdeng, it is suggested to frequently ask residents about the direction toward the waterfall. Your car can only take you to Cikawung Gading Village. Here you can leave it and continue the journey on foot through a small creek and elastic wood. You'd better use the service of a guide who is familiar with the area. After walking about 30 minutes, you will arrive at a downhill path which is quite steep. This waterfall looks unique because it is quite wide with three tiers. The first has a height of 13 meters, the second 11 meters, and the last 9 meters. Dengdeng itself in the local language means uneven. All around the waterfall, there are no trees to shelter from the scorching bright sun or from the rain. On the first level, there is a lot of large chunks with a hole that resembles rock on the beach. These holes caused by erosion of river water against the rocks that are not resistant to water erosions. Dengdeng Cicuruk is suitable to be visited by nature lovers because of the terrain that must be taken very challenging and unspoiled nature, which is the attraction of this place. Transition from the rainy season to dry season, it's a great time to visit this waterfall because you'll see the stream of falling water still covered the walls of the waterfall. In the dry season, the waterfall rocks looks greenish. To go down, of course, you have to be careful. Here, usually the guide will help you. After arriving at the bottom, you will be treated to views of very beautiful waterfall in front of you. Then you can go down further, but to get down to the lower level is not easy. However, after that, you will enjoy its natural beauty. To visit Dengdeng Waterfall, you should pay attention to some things like the weather that determines the condition of the waterfalls. When it rains, usually the water discharge will increase and murky. You also need to bring drinking water supply and enough food, considering the trip is quite exhausting. And more importantly, don't leave trash at this tourist spot. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today featuring Curug Dengdeng in West Java. I'm Anat Rijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
In collaboration with Indonesian Ministry of Tourism, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present to you the Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017 for listeners in Australia, Japan, South Korea, China, Taiwan, Hong Kong, India, and New Zealand. Indonesia is the biggest archipelago in the world, with 17,000 islands and 215 million people of more than 200 ethnic groups. This piece of heaven is blessed with the most diverse sceneries, beginning from the fertile fields in Java and Bali, deep into the rainforests of Sumatra, Borneo, and Sulawesi, followed by the vast savanna in Nusa Tenggara Island, reaching up to the snowy peak of West Papua. Moreover, its cultures are rich with various ancient temples, music, and ritual in different places. Everyone will be welcome here warmly and friendly, in the typical way of the Indonesian. Are you dreaming to visit Indonesia? Make it real by joining Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. You can be the lucky one to enjoy the beauty of Indonesia for free. Answer the following question. 1. What is the tagline of Indonesian tourism? 2. What is your favorite segment in Voice of Indonesia? 3. Tell us briefly why you want to visit Indonesia. Send your answer, personal data, your passport number, and passport expiry date to voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. voiwiquiz2017@gmail.com. Before May 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia!
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. Among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel loved, I feel wonderful, oh wonderful Indonesia.
Miss Leni.
Miss Leni on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI Word Service, Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, customs and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing the turtle conservation, so stay tuned. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. Indonesia has 6 of 7 species of sea turtles in the world. They all are in protected status in accordance with Regulation No. 7 of 1999. Nevertheless, conservation efforts of these protected species, such as the protection, preservation, and utilization aspects, still need to be improved. Among other is through the preparation of a roadmap document of turtle conservation management plans and, of course, followed by an action plan in the framework of implementation. Utilization of sea turtles in Indonesia has a long history. Since the ancient time, turtles have been hunted for their meat and eggs. This activity is said to be a subsystem in an effort to obtain alternative sources of protein to coastal communities. Increasing intensity of poaching activities and turtle slaughter continues in line with the influence of new technology. This has become commercial after World War II ended, along with the introduction of the motorboats and new techniques in fishing activity. Especially with the advancements of technology, the increase in population as well as increase in the variety and quality needs. This is motivated by an attempt to meet the needs of daily life and then develop into a commercial business activities. The rate of turtles' life expectation to adulthood is very low. Experts say that only about 1 to 2% of the number of eggs produced in Indonesia. Turtles in Indonesia spread almost all over the islands and around 143 locations have been identified. The presence of turtles lately increasingly pressed by the proliferation of illegal turtle trade, massive egg collections, and other issues related to human activity. In utilizing sea turtle resource, there are many irregularities committed against the principle of environmental conservation and its sustainability. Until now, the resource utilization of turtles has not followed the right ways, so there is an imbalance between the level of exploitation to the level of population growth. Over-exploitation, regardless of its preservation, will lead the status of turtles population in the wild that is already scarce to increasingly endangered. Many regulations and instructions from the relevant ministries have been issued to protect the endangered animals and also aims to socialize the relevant regulations, increase public awareness of the importance of turtle conservation, coordination to prevent and control poaching, as well as to enforce the law for protection of turtles, their eggs, parts of the body, nest, and monitoring the implementation of the turtle protection program. Hopefully, this regulation is not just made but also implemented by the various parties in Indonesia, including the people. Well, that was Miscellany Today, which informed you about turtle conservation in Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan. He sent his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad told that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia's network program with Pro 2 RRI Bukit Tinggi on 13 February 2017 at 16 to 17 UTC. He felt so pleased to listen to very comprehensive segment featuring Pagaruyung Palace, a great traditional heritage of Pagaruyung Kingdom. Hello, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your reception report is very detailed. As we know, Pagaruyung was the seat of the Minangkabau kings of western Sumatra, so little is known about it. Aditya Warman is believed to have founded the kingdom and presided over the central Sumatra region between 1347 and 1375. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we still have exotic program with RRI Kupang and Denpasar on Tuesday, RRI Ternate and Bandung on Wednesday, RRI Samarinda on Thursday, and on Friday with RRI Banjarmasin. Please send your opinion about those programs. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Jika saja aku tahu ada yang tak sepenuh hati, caramu mencintai aku membuat diriku bertanya. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada
rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti. Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu. Ini sungguh menaruh percaya padamu. Tak pernah sekejap aku ini mengingkari ketulusanmu. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti. Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu. Saja ada yang tersembunyi tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti. Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti. Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu. Diri dari 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 diri dari 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 dari.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Giovanni Lorenzi in Italy. He listened to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 26, 2017, from 17 to 18 UTC. In his email, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi said that he is very happy to receive our information via email. Hello, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi. Thank you for your email on our broadcast, dated 27 January 2017. Thank you for your appreciation. We always try to reply listeners' email or letter as soon as we can. We do the best for our listeners' satisfaction. Well, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Jabat tanganku mungkin
mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari nanti, sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu jadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da-da, da-da-da, 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 da-da-da. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus sanjungan kalian.
You are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Dieter Leupold in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German program through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 22, 2017 at 18-17 UTC. And the SINPO was 24323. In his email, Mr. Dieter Leupold told, unfortunately, the short wave reception was very weak and smoky. He hopes it would be better in spring. Hello, Mr. Dieter Leupold. Thank you for your email dated 26 January 2017. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Hopefully, spring season is coming soon in your country, so you can hear our radio much better. Well, Mr. Dieter Leupold, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we are today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over. Care.
need to be your everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it took my head. Baby, I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over, but I don't care. I'm free when it's done for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want this for you.
Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.